Inilah kabar dari Amerika. Para pemimpin faksi Republik di Senat hari Selasa berjuang untuk tetap menghidupkan upaya merombak undang-undang layanan kesehatan dengan menunda pemungutan suara setelah sebuah analisa independen menyimpulkan bahwa 22 juta orang akan kehilangan layanan asuransi mereka jika perombakan yang diusulkan itu diadopsi menjadi undang-undang.
We're talking about average American working people. They're talking about multi-billionaires. That's why they're in such trouble. That is why they're in such trouble, because their bill is aimed at helping the very wealthy, whereas we are trying to help American families.
Pemimpin mayoritas Senat Mitch McConnell mengatakan pada mitra-mitra mereka di faksi Republik bahwa ia akan menangguhkan pemungutan suara yang menurut rencana akan dilakukan pekan ini hingga setelah reses selama satu minggu untuk merayakan Hari Kemerdekaan 4 Juli.
We're going to continue the discussions within our conference on the differences that we have, that we're continuing to try to litigate. Consequently, we will not be on the bill this week, but we're still working toward getting at least 50 people in a comfortable place. We're going down to the White House at 4 o'clock. The president invited us to come down. The White House has been very much involved in these discussions. They're very anxious to help. And we appreciate the invitation, and I hope all of our members will head down. I think that will likely be the case.
Beberapa anggota Kongres dari fraksi Republik mengatakan mereka bahkan tidak akan melakukan pemungutan suara untuk memulai perdebatan tentang usulan partai yang memaksa McConnell membatalkan rencana mengadakan pemungutan suara akhir sebelum reses. Saya Fama Sreva, VOA, Washington.